With the federal election dominating headlines for the past 6 weeks, the WA state budget largely slipped under the radar. Included in the bill are a variety of incentives aimed at the housing crisis. This includes $350 million for remote Indigenous communities, $45 million for social housing, and funding for various outreach and prevention programs targeting homelessness. However, after decades of underinvestment, coupled with the spiralling cost of living, many advocates have concerns that this may be too little too late in the face of such an entrenched problem. Joining us now to look at what's being offered and what might be missing is Michelle McKenzie, CEO at Shelter WA. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. Now, I wanted to start by talking about homelessness and how it's viewed. It wasn't that long ago that Perth's Lord Mayor said he'd clear the city of homeless people before he won the election. What is it about homelessness that we see the inconvenience and not the people?
Yeah, well, it's terrific that there's been a shift of thinking across Perth about people experiencing homelessness. And we did some independent polling, and I think COVID really brought it home to the community how quickly and easy it is to fall into homelessness. And so we saw a lot more of a compassionate approach and an understanding that people living on the streets are doing it really tough and they need a bit of help and support so they can get into a home and get the wraparound supports that they need. So significant shift, and we have to really acknowledge the shift of the Lord Mayor in his thinking around how we can work together to end homelessness.
That's true, and I would like to acknowledge that as well. Now, there are some staggeringly deep-held beliefs around homelessness, and I'll give you another example from a public figure. You know, Premier Mark McGowan had a tent encampment in Fremantle cleared and claimed some were just living on the streets because Extinction Rebellion were encouraging them to. What are the most common myths that you have to dispel in your advocacy work?
Yeah, so we work really closely with the Centre for Social Impact at UWA, and the research they've done shows there are two really key drivers of homelessness. One's a structural driver, and that's just that we don't have enough housing for people to live in, and also that income supports really keep people living in poverty. So where there are homes, people can't afford the rent. And the other driver is very much based around individual circumstances. So we know family and domestic violence is one of the leading causes of homelessness, young people in care. And so people with also significant mental health challenges might find it difficult to maintain a home. So we need to address, you know, the structural drivers. So we need more housing and we need more income support, and also to support people who are doing it tough. So when they get a home, they can sustain that home and have a great life.
Now, what is the government offering in this budget? I listed off some big sounding numbers, but overall, you know, what's being put on the table?
Well, there's some great initiatives. So many of your listeners will know it's pretty tough at the moment to get tradies. So the spot purchasing investment is a really good initiative to rapidly increase social housing in this current construction market. Also, absolutely terrific that there's new funding for remote community housing. When you go out to the regions, the housings are often in really bad state and there's not enough homes, so that was very, very welcome. And it's really great that they're using incentives, planning incentives and tax incentives to support private industry to increase supply. So there's some great things. What's missing is absolute immediate relief for people in the private rental market. We know thousands of West Australians are struggling with their rent, and we were just a little bit disappointed there weren't supports in the budget for that group of people.
So you mentioned there, you know, one of the things that you would have liked to have seen included. What else do you think needs to be, you know, prioritised and funded looking ahead?
Yeah, so a couple of things. We absolutely need more investment in social housing and affordable rental housing. And with the federal election and the election of the Albanese Labor government, we know they've got some really great initiatives that the state government could leverage off and partner with. We also know that we've got a really first-class homelessness strategy and some very good examples of Housing First across the state, where people who are experiencing homelessness are provided with a home that meets their needs and wraparound support. And we would have liked this budget to have more investment into Housing First to really drive the outcomes of the state strategy. So while there were some great things in the budget, we had hoped more given the fabulous surplus that's there, and we'll continue our close relationship with our members and government to prosecute for increased investment in housing and homelessness services.
Now, Finland has effectively ended homelessness by offering public housing and ongoing social support services. Are we being ambitious enough in our expectations and our, I guess, conversations that we're having in public spaces, but also our actions?
I think you're absolutely right. We can end homelessness, and other countries and lots of states in America have done this. And we've made a start. So we've got a homelessness strategy. We've got some fantastic housing first programs here in Perth, which are similar to the Finland model, the 50-50 50 lives for 50 homes, the 20 lives for 20 homes have shown in Perth today, with the right housing and support, we can end homelessness for people. The challenge is scaling that up. And to do that, we need more social homes and we need more investment into homelessness services. So that's very, very important. And we do need to be ambitious. And all your listeners need to understand we can end homelessness. Some people roll their eyes and go, no, you can't. And what we mean by ending homelessness is that if people do fall on hard times, if they do end up on the streets, they're not there for 20 years. Services know that they're there. Services go out and say, how can we support you? And we get them rapidly into a home with the service supports they need. So we can end homelessness. We need to believe that. We need to be ambitious. And that way, the whole of community can go, let's get behind the government investment. Let's actually say to government, we do want you to invest and become Finland. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point there, that we can end homelessness. Other places have ended homelessness. It's not something that's too complicated. It's not something that's too expensive. Now, I understand that there's an inquiry going on in the state government looking at homelessness. What would be the things that you want to bring into that investigation?
Yeah. So we've put a submission in, and all of the submissions are on the public inquiries website. So we worked with UWA and we showed evidence-based the absolute chronic underfunding of homelessness services across Western Australia. And we need an immediate injection of funds to support services to meet current and growing demand. So that's very, very important. And of course, fundamentally, you're homeless because you don't have a house. So we do need increased investment into social and affordable housing. There are over 18,000 households, so that's about 32,000 people today in Perth and Western Australia on the wait list for social housing. These are people that may be living on the streets. These are people who might be in a private rental and they are spending so much of their money on their rent that they're making really difficult choices about the food they eat, the medicines they purchase, what they get for their kids. So we need to rapidly increase social housing and affordable rental housing, because more and more people are renting for life, and we need to make sure that they have a great housing outcome in the private rental market and that they can afford those rents. So it looks to be done still, unfortunately.
That's true, but it sounds like you've got some really great ideas for where we can start.
Yep, and as a membership-based organisation, I'm just in awe of our members who work at the coalface and every day work to support people who are having a bit of a tough time and getting them housing outcomes, which are really great.
Wonderful. Well, I think you do some wonderful work in the community. For folks who are interested in looking at your ideas or perhaps even getting involved, what would be the best place for them to go?
If they just jump on the Shelter WA website, we'd love people to join Shelter, to volunteer for us, to work with us so together we can end homelessness and make sure everyone in WA has housing that enables them to thrive.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for your time and your interest. It's great to talk with you.